let's begin a Tonglen practice. You can stand and stretch. We'll do a short version. And we'll take some questions. So really take a moment to stretch, shake your body out, and then take a seat. So the essence of Tonglen is to breathe in bad feelings, your bad feelings, your dark feelings, your painful feelings, and breathe out light, happy ones, whether you do it as a feeling practice, an energy practice, or as a visualization practice. It's quite counterintuitive. And in beginning it, it's very, very helpful to create a sense of the resource, the feeling of clarity or light in the body. And today we're practicing with the heart. We're practicing with the heart cave. Let's start by inhaling into the heart. Following the breath, feeling that the inhaled breath is filled with particles of light and affection and kindness that you're inhaling into your heart. And the exhaled breath is letting that kind feeling, that loving feeling, spread through your whole chest. And for some of you, the most powerful way to do this will be by inhaling the mantra. Let yourself breathe in Namah Shivaya as an offering into the heart. Namah Shivaya flowing through the whole chest. Have the feeling that the cave of your own heart is filled with light, with depth, with radiance, and with refuge. It's a place where you can take seat, where you can be fully interior, where you can hold yourself, and where you can begin to draw on the reserves of your own love and compassion, your own light. So imagine now that the hurt, angry, suffering, karmically challenged part of yourself, perhaps the wounded child or the bitter part of you, the unhappy, self-blaming part of you, imagine that this form of yourself is seated in front of you. Your eyes are closed, obviously, and you're imagining your suffering self sitting before you. See if you can tune into the feelings in this part of yourself and begin to breathe them in like a stream into the cave of the heart. So you're sitting inside your awakened self, inside your heartfelt self, breathing in the suffering of your frightened, unhappy, karmically challenged, perhaps narcissistic, suffering self. Inhale those feelings, whatever they are, into the heart cave, and then with the exhalation, imagine that light, that love, that presence that kindness, at peace, flows from your heart and enters the heart of this suffering form of yourself. This whole being that is you opens her heart, opens his heart to the part of you that's in pain. Draws in the suffering and breathes out compassion, affection, peacefulness, the feeling of complete worthiness. Full acceptance, healing. Everything that you've cultivated in your own heart over the years, you're making an offering to the suffering part of yourself. Now, instead of the figure representing yourself sitting in front of you, imagine that there is a friend or a relative, someone whom you know to be unhappy or sick, someone who's in pain. Imagine that person sitting in front of you. Just take a moment to make the decision of who it is that you're going to practice with. And feel that you get an immediate, bright sense of that person and their pain. And then begin to inhale their pain, their suffering, into the cave of your own heart. And we're going to add a piece to this. Feel as though that pain, the other person's pain, enters your heart in the form of dark smoke. Feel that dark smoke of their suffering penetrating the core of your own egotistical feeling of separation. As though the pain of the other person hits you like an arrow and enters right into your core egotism. Feel it dissolving layer upon layer of your grasping, egoic, lower nature. And feel that as this grasping dissolves, even just a little bit, your open, compassionate heart is revealed as a powerful light and love. And then with the next exhalation, feel that compassionate, loving light flowing from your heart and entering your friend. Imagine it dissolving layers of their negative karmas. And then with the next inhalation, breathe in the residuals of their suffering into your own heart and breathe out light and love and compassion back to them. With great openness and courage, take in their pain. Let it penetrate the knot of grasping in your own heart. And feel the release of luminosity in your heart now flowing through your body, so that when you exhale, you're exhaling loving luminosity into the person across from you. See if you can see your friend irradiated by the light that you've been offering them. Notice if you can feel a loosening of the boundaries, a sense of non-separation. And now let go of the image of this individual. And begin to allow your attention to roam over situations in the world where you feel there is enormous suffering, physical, mental, pockets of despair, cold, illness. Let your mind enter those situations. And then with your next inhalation, breathe in the atmosphere, the suffering, the pain, the anger, the grief, the despair. Breathe it into the heart cave. Breathe it in as dark smoke. Breathe it in as emotional intensity. Breathe it into the heart. And breathe out love, light, and luminosity from your heart into that situation. Find the rhythm of it. Taking in the felt sense of pain, letting it enter and penetrate your heart, and breathing back tenderness, light, compassion, acceptance, affection. Noticing how that in the very act of doing this, in the very act of breathing in pain and breathing out love, breathing out joy, something is being transmuted in your own heart field. You can find another situation if you like and begin to take in that suffering. Take it into your heart. And allow the ground of love and joy in your heart flow out with the exhalation into that situation. With the next inhalation, bring yourself fully into the cave of your own heart. and make a dedication, ask that this practice and the merit of this practice become a blessing that deepens the capacity for enlightenment in all beings. Make this offering of the love that you have been willing to offer and the merit that comes with that offering for the sake of all suffering beings. And we're going to just sit for a moment and feel into the inner effect of that practice. Just feel how your heart feels, feel how your body feels. Noticing that as you begin to cultivate this series of feelings and practices, lots of stuff may come up. And all of it can be breathed into the heart, offered into the heart, and then the heart can offer affection back to whatever it is that you're experiencing in this moment.